This morning, we're going to talk about the benefits of art that coincides with hospice care. We have in the studio this morning, Kane Rowell from Hospice and Community Care here in Rock Hill, and artist Harriet Good that are joining both of us this morning. And good morning to both of you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you
morning.
For having us.
Yeah, and ladies, well. Guys and ladies. So Harriet, let's start with
you.
There you go. Harriet, let's start with you, an artist, your artwork, gorgeous, beautiful. You're so patient with your education part of your craft with the community. And art really has helped your family over the years, including your mom, who was at the time the first hospice patient here in the city of Rock Hill.
That's true. And this was well before hospice and community care was even a thought. But my mother was diagnosed with throat cancer when in the very early 80s. And when her doctor knew that she was not doing well, he called and asked me what I thought of hospice care. I'd never heard of hospice care. But there was a physician in Rock Hill who was beginning this service, an in-home hospice care service. He had already hired a trained hospice nurse and asked if he could have my mother as his first patient. She was sort of the guinea pig, and of course I said yes. I was truly grateful.
Yes, mother. Yes. You don't mind, do you? You're going to be a guinea pig.
And so anyway, the doctor went to see mother once or twice a week, and the nurse was there maybe three or four times a week. And this was over about a year that she was in their care before she died.
Wow.
But, I mean, it eased her. Hospice is the greatest gift of everything to people who are in that certain part of their lives, fading out, and they fade out comfortably.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that is so important to remember and to share, because a lot of times the perception is different. It's a sad one-way trip, but hey, we're all on a one-way trip. It's just how we get there, and art and the beauty of life and reflection at that time can be a gift for not only that person, but the family and the loved ones of that person.
Yes, indeed, Patty, I agree with that. And the only thing that makes me sad is that families don't know about hospice care sooner, mm-hmm. so that their loved ones could be taken care of in a more compassionate, pain-free way. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so, Kane, out there at the Hospice and Community Care Center, it's right off of India Hook, there is a space named after Harriet's mom, correct?
That's correct, yeah. In the Wayne T. Patrick Hospice House, we have an art gallery named after Harriet's mother. And in that gallery, we have some of Harriet's work, some other local artists' work, and it just gives it's an outlet for the families and the patients that come through there. It's a way for them to forget about the troubles they're going through and see something that brightens their day. It just gives them something, something to look forward to, something that, just eases the troubles that they're currently in.
So important. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Right. And Harriet, you were the first speaker as part of a series, right, at Hospice and Community Care, which will feature various artists, correct, Kane?
Yeah, we came up with this idea as a way to kind of reconnect with some of the artists that have donated their pieces to us, but also for a way to educate the community and kind of reach out to that scene in our community. And so we were thinking about who we wanted to bring out, and without hesitation, Harriet was the first person that came to mind. So she did a wonderful job. Her story is so touching, as you've heard today, and it just really, I think it touched the people that were there, and it was a good first event, I think.
Well, thank you. I had a nice time doing it and a good time preparing for it. It put me in another level of thinking, and I had to remember back.
You had to go, take a little trip.
30 years. 30, yeah.
But you were there, Lucas.
Oh, it was a
so
beautiful
touched.
Ceremony, and you were able to do it without crying too much. But
well,
it is,
got a little teary one time.
I know, but it was just so moving just to hear you talk about how art can help so many folks with going with the hospice. When hospice is brought in or hospice enters their life, how art is so therapeutic. And we hear that on so many different levels. And Harriet, as an artist, how rewarding is that to know that your art can give other people comfort and joy at such a difficult time in their lives?
Well, it pleases me and really works a way into the deep spaces in my heart when somebody tells me that they saw all the art at Patrick House, and that it made them remember something special about their family member who was in care there, or it just made them think of anything, or just, you know, was interesting and nice to look at. But the special thing is that it made them think of something about their family.
I think so often the gift of an artist is being able to create what we on our own can't achieve. We can't explain it. We can't put into words how we're feeling. And yet we can see art and connect, and it represents what we can't say for ourselves. And
that's, I love that.
Such a gift that you artists provide. And to see the partnership with hospice care is such a
win-win.
It's very moving in so many ways. And to know that you are also encouraging other artists to come and share their stories, very special.
Harriet, did the art of the love of art come easy to you, or is like everything else, you train your mind, your body, and everything else for it? What was that process like for you?
Well, I've been doing it since I was a baby, I think. You know, some people are born with a silver spoon. I was born with a chunk of charcoal.
And, it chose you.
You know, my parents were very lenient with me. They allowed me to draw on my walls. And, you know, I had a pretty nice childhood as far as my art is concerned. They were almost, you know, they were permissive, really.
I love that.
And it was fun. It was sweet.
Oh, but, honey, she's a budding artist. And I can see you dancing through your house.
Well, it's so
Mother,
true.
This kitchen is so boring.
They would not let me paint the kitchen.
But we get to enjoy your art, which is so fantastic, and we're so lucky in the city of Rock Hill, York County, and really this part of the state of South Carolina, to have an artist that, again, is so willing to share your craft with others, and, again, to be able to combine that with hospice, a win-win situation. Kane, I understand this series will continue. There'll be another artist talk coming up?
That's correct. Okay. September 24th, we're going to feature Terry Rouge, and he's a great playwright and photographer. So we're excited about that, and I think he's got some very interesting concepts and methods to his work. And so come out. It'll be from 5:30, 6, just start time, till about 6:30 or 7. So come out. We'll have some refreshments, and it'll be very interesting.
Awesome. Sounds
well, we
good.
Appreciate both of you all for sharing your craft with us. Again, your love of folks and community, and we certainly appreciate it. Harriet and Good and Kane Rowell from Hospice and Community Care, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.